At midnight tonight, the unfortunate annual ritual in civics called tax season ends with the filing of returns. The tax return is a curious document, nearly unique to the United States, in that it represents a blueprint for all kinds of social incentives, from purchasing solar panels and windmills, to holding mortgage interest, to contributing to charities, assisting veterans, and deducting all kinds of expenses from your income to lower your tax bill. But Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says the tax code has failed as an instrument of social policy, and he wants it simplified.
My simple flat tax, I've rolled out in precise detail how it will operate, where every American can fill out our taxes on a postcard. When we get rid of all the corporate welfare, all the subsidies, all the carve-outs in the IRS code, it dramatically simplifies it.
Cruz isn't the first candidate or the only candidate to call for a flat tax, which would mean no more IRS estimated 13 hours of citizens preparing returns and little need for a tax preparer that 90% of U.S. taxpayers reportedly seek for some assistance, paying an average of $200 a year. And it might mean no more H&R Block, the largest national tax preparer, which had revenues of $3 billion in 2014. Ben Castleman is chief economics writer at 538. Welcome, Ben.
Thanks so much for having me.
As an instrument of social policy, is the tax code ideal or a failed sort of creaky machine that doesn't really do what it's supposed to?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think you hear that Ted Cruz quote, and he is sort of blending together two different ideas.
Right.
So one is the complexity of the tax code itself and kind of all of these deductions and embedded incentives that you were just talking about. The other is the sort of complexity of tax day itself, of how difficult it is to file your taxes. And probably most economists would argue we should simplify both of those things. But in a lot of ways, we could probably take care of the latter of tax day right now without actually changing the tax code in any sort of fundamental way.
Because of tech, because of the existence of all kinds of online tools and computer assistance, the tax code, the tax return could be filed with a matter of a couple of keystrokes, assuming you have the data.
Yeah. I mean, if you are one of the two-thirds of Americans who takes the standard deduction, you don't itemize your charitable contributions, your mortgage deduction, your veterans benefits, whatever all of this is, then all of the information that you're submitting to the IRS on tax day is information that is already being submitted by your employer with your W-2 form, by your bank with the interest that they're submitting on a 1099. This is information that they already have, and there's really no reason that you couldn't log into the IRS, see the information that they have on you, say, yep, that looks correct, maybe answer a couple of questions and be done with it without this whole process that we go through right now.
And what about the ways in which the federal tax system interacts with state and local tax systems? Sometimes there are federal deductions that are dependent upon state deductions and that sort of thing. Would that have to change to make this simplification happen?
Well, so of course you have a number of states that have no state income tax, and so in those cases it's relatively simple. Yes, we would have to make sure that state income taxes interacted successfully with federal. But you know, California has already adopted for several years now a version of this this returnless filing, where you can again just sort of confirm that everything works and go ahead without needing to file a separate return. There's really no reason those systems can't interact.
But there are people who do need to use these 1099s and have, you know, freelance income or various, you know, categories of income that don't fall into the standard, you know, I work for an employer and they do the withholding. How many people are we talking about there?
Well, so it depends a little bit on how you want to define sort of complex tax returns. So Elizabeth Warren just last week – it's interesting to hear Ted Cruz and Elizabeth Warren potentially agreeing on something
wow.
here, by the way.
Yeah, that is amazing.
But Elizabeth Warren came out last week with a bill to simplify tax filing, to basically allow the IRS to do your taxes for you if you have simple returns. She estimates it could be anywhere from 8 to I think 60 million people or households that would fall under that. That's a pretty wide range, right? So a little bit this depends on, you know, what whether we, for example, the mortgage interest deduction, which is one of the most commonly taken itemized deductions, whether you could account for that through this system. Already, most mortgage banks do submit a so-called 1098 form that includes your mortgage interest. So in that case, there's no reason that you wouldn't be able to have that be part of this sort of pre-filed system.
Because the IRS already has the information.
Again, and this is something that's been looked at now for 30 years. Ronald Reagan proposed something along these lines. At the time, the technology wasn't really there. The IRS couldn't handle all the paperwork in time. But back in the Clinton administration, Congress passed a law signed by President Clinton to require the IRS by 2008 to have a system where people could file without a return for free. And the IRS has basically ignored that. What they've ended up doing instead is working with the tax prep groups to offer free filing for lower income people up to an adjusted income of about $62,000. But only about 3% of people who are eligible for that actually take that free filing. Instead, you end up getting added on. You say, "Oh, well, you can file our state returns for $100. Oh, you can, we'll confirm your filings for $100." And all of a sudden, everybody's paying hundreds of dollars for filings that really should be free.
And what accounts for that? Is it lobbyists that get to the IRS and say, "Go slow on this already passed law"?
So if you listen to Elizabeth Warren, then that's absolutely the problem, right? That we have Intuit, which publishes TurboTax, right, and H&R Block, which have spent billions of dollars lobbying against simplifying tax filing. Grover Norquist and other anti-tax conservatives have argued again against making this simpler, in part because of the pain of filing your taxes every year reminds people of how much they hate filing their taxes. I do think it's a little bit more complicated than that, in that we also have this very complex system that means that if you're one of the third of people who do itemize your deductions, then just sort of moving to this system isn't going to help you. And so that there is a real argument for simplifying our tax code in addition to simplifying our tax filing.
But there is a chunk of revenue that goes to the preparers that is a function of you think they're helping you. It's so complicated that you think they're giving you a deal whether they are or not.
Well, what's that line about get your billion back, America, right, that one of the tax preparation firms uses as an ad line? Yeah, absolutely. You sort of feel like you're getting something back. Of course, what you're getting back is money that you lent to the federal government tax-free over the past several months.
Thanks for reminding me of that, Ben Castleman, chief economics writer at 538. You could read his piece, Ban Tax Day, as we know it, at 538.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
How truthful are you when you file your taxes? Mayfield, Kentucky. As a volunteer for VITA, I am 100% truthful. The earned income credit is a huge benefit to families, and I don't want to cause any reason for it to be taken away from our clients. 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number. Comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway.